ready?
Yep.
Good evening. Now opening the Tonto Discovery Bay Board of Directors meeting for Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. So let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Director Graves, would you start us off, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we will now, roll call. Thank you. We'll now have a few minutes for public comment. Anyone that would like to come up and speak, we can give you only 3 minutes.
Only three.
Okay, come on up, and please state your name.
Jim Burrow. I was here at the last meeting about the tennis courts, and I wanted to ask if you guys have any resolution on the issue of keeping one and two open to tennis, or do you need more information that I can go back to the people and get?
It's being looked into at this point in time. We don't have a definitive answer, but it is being worked on and looked at. No, I think it's just a little too soon. Hopefully we'll have something for you soon.
Any idea? I mean, there's a lot. You know, the rumor is going to start pretty soon. So
really?
I'm
Discovery Bay?
I know.
I'm trying to keep it a minimum, but yeah. I have to be able to tell them that, you know.
Yeah, it is. We heard what y'all had to say, and it is being worked on.
Director, can you give this phone number? I can reach out to you.
Okay.
If I need more information.
Okay. Would you please leave your phone number with Kelly?
Sure.
And we'll get in touch with you. Thanks for coming
in.
Is there anyone on the line?
No hands are raised.
No hands are raised, and I don't see any more public. No? Try. All right. Let's go to the consent calendar. To make a motion on the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
A second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Couto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Graham?
Aye. Okay, and now we'll have our area agency reports, and there is no one from Diane Burgess's office here tonight, so Lieutenant Jaquez is going to be giving her report and the report for Stephen Griswold.
Good evening, Board. So on behalf of the Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Griswold, who sadly couldn't be here tonight, I'm going to read a passage that he asked me to share with the Board. He states, apologies to everyone that I was unable to be in attendance this evening, but I did want to share that after an extensive search with the help of the sheriff, Supervisor Burgess is happy to announce that she has appointed 3 individuals to the Discovery Bay P6 Citizens Advisory Committee, which will now be able to begin meeting regularly once again. Currently, their meetings are scheduled quarterly, which is the second Wednesday of the month at here at the Discovery Bay Community Center, and they encourage all to attend and be part of that conversation during the next meeting, which will be on Wednesday, October 9th. And that is all from Supervisor Ferguson's office.
We don't have the names?
He did not provide names.
Thank you.
And then if you would like, I can move directly into my agency report.
Please.
So for the month of August, there were 359 calls for service and 44 reports that were generated, which is down from the previous month. We had 364 previous month and 54 reports, so down just a little bit. The only And then just a quick update on a couple things. The Citizens Academy that I mentioned in the last meeting, the fall Citizens Academy, is actually full with a wait list, which is exciting. And then if you remember, there was a countywide waste tire event on the 24th. It was in Knightson. It was a huge success.
Right.
I went over there and the line to drop off wrapped the block. It was far exceeded their expectations. In fact, as of yesterday, the county is still making trips to pick up the piles. So that was a good problem to have, and hopefully they get more grant funds to do that again in the future, because clearly it was a success. So unless the board has any questions for me, I don't have anything further.
Any questions? Brian?
None for me.
Actually, Kevin? No.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. And now we will go on. I just have a little thing for Mac. You just have in front of you the current list of permitted short-term rentals in Discovery Bay. We got a list like this, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever. But anyway, it's just... We hear about the short-term rentals. It doesn't seem to me there's as many issues this year as there has been in years past, but that could just be my experience over on where I live. Any comments, questions?
None?
Okay. Dina, any presentations? Okay, under discussion of possible action on item one, staff has requested to remove the item, and we will be adding it to a future agenda when all members are present. And now, drum roll, Aaron, would you like to come up to discuss the possible action to approve the change order for repaving services?
Evening, board. So in front of you here is a change order to pave the entire front area of the Willow Lake Water Treatment Plant. The original scope of the work in the contract was roughly to pave only the trench area, maybe about 18 inches on either side. So you're looking at roughly maybe a 7 foot width paving area where they laid the new piping. From the filter to the fence line. And when the contractor reached out to me last week, we took a walk around the area and looked at the paving area that was not going to be repaved and noticed some very heavy damage to the original pavement. And it didn't make sense lining up new pavement up to this old pavement when more damage would be done to the old pavement. And so I asked him to give me a revised or give me a quote to go ahead and repave the entire area from the fence line to the district office all the way in the back, including the entire width from left to right. And that includes removing the trees, removing the old asphalt, grading it, and paving up to about 6 inches shy of the fence line to the right-hand side. And that's what we have here. What that allows is for better parking for contractors, employees, and also allows for safer deliveries for chlorine and safer work environment area-wise when we have cranes and other heavy equipment that come do rehabs on the filter media, the tanks, and or the well six. So bring to you this year change order for $65,000 with a 15% completion fee to move forward with that sideline rate.
It came to water, wastewater today, and we were in agreement that this was a good decision.
Any questions? Anyone?
No, and the good part about that is that this is something that no matter what happens with the offices, it's still going to be effective.
You need it. Yeah, definitely.
If it's deemed later that the offices do get removed, do we care or do we have to look at that later as far as any repaving potential over underneath those? Or?
Yeah, it's still a treatment facility. You're still going to have heavy equipment coming in there. You're still going to have chemical trucks. You're still going to have either town staff or Veolia or future.
No, I understand that. My question is, if it's deemed that we move forward on a new building and those existing buildings that we are using now get removed, Is there a necessity to do anything with that area at a later point, or is that something you know that we're on the horizon?
There's talks about that. You're talking about adding future treatment options to a treatment plan. It opens up that treatment plan to many more options in the future.
Okay.
Such as retention ponds and that type of thing.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Any questions?
Good answer.
No? Shall we call? Shall we vote?
Motion?
Oh. Any public comment? Thank you. Okay, and with that,
move to approve staff's recommendation.
Second. Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Pinto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Frank?
Aye. Okay, and next, Monica, manager's report, recreation update.
Do we have a lifeguard during this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Our adult paint night was very successful. You can see there, they were all really into it. That was thanks to our new recreation coordinator, as well as Cindy Coates. She hit herself, but she brought in a group of friends, and they all enjoyed that class and had a really, really good time. So we'll keep growing those. Zumba is always to get to remind every Tuesday and Thursday you can come and exercise. It's a really fun group of men and women, and they just love it. In October, I'm sure we're going to have our free Zumba in the park again, Halloween theme, so we're working on that as well.
They're like the nicest people ever.
They
wrote
Oh, did you?
And so, to my lovely husband.
Oh. yeah, they're a fun group. The team is great. And we started, it's starting out small, but that's how we have to start. That's how we started with all our programs. But we're utilizing our in-house staff, our high schoolers that have talents, in teaching class. So we've started a Tiny Toes dance class on Mondays from 4 to 4:45, and we'll just keep promoting that and watching that grow. And who knows what we can do.
It is.
There was another painting that we had, different painting that they did there. It's just so adorable to me.
Do you need an honorary vote? Any questions? It's awesome. I think it's great to see.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Did the knitting group ever get a hold of Cindy? Yes?
We've called them a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some back and forth.
Okay.
We've spoken to two different people mm-hmm. with that group on four different occasions. But I think there might be miscommunication. So I'll give them a call as well.
Okay, just wondering. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave them the phone number.
Yep, we did speak to them.
A few times. Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Report. Any questions for Monica?
No.
All right. General Manager's report.
Yes, so we meet through CSDA. I noticed that something popped up for a cyber grant, cybersecurity grant. So we're going to try to go for that. I'm working with Jacques Durand with LSE. They're going to help us put it together. I've met already with Precision IT. They put together a little package for us. And then when Anthony returns from his time away, he and I are going to meet as well and see if there's anyone on the water wastewater side that we can.
Wonderful.
We're
going to
give it a shot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Standing committee reports. Brian, do you want to talk about communications?
Sure. Communication committee met and discussed the promotional or PR activity potentially for the Prop 218. That's forthcoming. I believe that already went to Water Wastewater Committee, so we just looked at it, and there was no objections that came out of our committee, and that's a
good discussion.
Good discussion, yeah.
Parks and Rec Committee?
Oh, yeah. Director Gutteau and Monica had a very stimulating conversation.
Did you make some good decisions?
No decisions. But
okay.
But Monica did present several future ideas that we'll be bringing forward later. All were outstanding, in my opinion, and so at a later point when the committee is full so we can make a further motion to bring it to the board, that will take place.
And water, wastewater.
Go ahead. So one of the items we just voted on was the repaving sector, and then we discussed doing a 25-year lease with, hold on, let me get the exact name right, because I know you want to say that. Contra Costa Water District for that small pathway where we have the diffuser. That will probably be brought to a meeting in the future, just to make sure that we're on the same page. We use that quite a bit, and it's an easement that's theirs. So that's good.
Yes. There's a slight fee they want to charge us for easement so we can access for maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's going to come back.
On the pathway.
Fee attached to it. Not much, very nominal.
Excellent. All right. Any anything else on directors, regional meeting, correspondence, legal? You have anything?
No.
Okay. Any future agenda items? All right. As long as there's nothing else, and any other public comment, we adjourn the meeting at 7:21.